It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. We've been spending much of this week tracking efforts to fix the economy. This morning, we're going to try to gauge what will work. The markets have been giving mixed signals. Stocks rebounded, then they dropped again. Oil prices fell, and then they inched up again. NPR's economics correspondent Adam Davidson has been following these developments, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Deb.
Adam, we've had lots of confusing and dramatic weeks lately. How does this one compare?
Well, I'd say the stock market going up and then going down dramatically, the oil prices going down and then inching up a little bit, that's the kind of noise that the average person should feel free to just go ahead and ignore. Economists call that noise, literally. It doesn't have a clear narrative. It doesn't have a clear message until you've seen many months of this sort of thing. So I'd say that is not something to pay attention to. But this housing bill that the House just passed and the Senate is expected to pass tomorrow, that is big. That is, I think, the biggest piece of legislation yet out of this crisis. It's probably the single biggest piece of legislation dealing with housing in America in decades. It's a big, big deal. And this week will be remembered as the week that the housing market in the U.S. changed dramatically.
Adam, you talked to a lot of economists in your reporting. What are they saying about this bill?
Well, one thing is easy to say. Every economist hates this bill. There is something for everyone to hate. And I've been fascinated to read how left-wing and right-wing and centrist and Democrats and Republicans, every economist hates this bill. But, and this is a big but, many say it is necessary anyway. I think it's likened to your kid comes home at midnight saying, hey, I borrowed some money from a loan shark and he's about to break my legs or kill me. Can I borrow $10,000? No one likes that situation, but most parents would give the $10,000 to save their kid. But then they would say, hey, we are going to talk about this in the morning. And I think that's a way to think about this bill. The risk of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac collapsing, the risk of even worse collapse of the U.S. housing market, that is devastating. It's hard to overestimate just how violent that would be to the U.S. and world economies. But it's the let's talk about it in the morning part that economists are worried about. There's a lot of feeling that the Congress and the administration and the Federal Reserve are not saying enough about how we're going to have to revisit all of this. We're going to have to punish the people or make the people who took big risks bear the outcome of the risks they took. And that's where economists are very upset about this bill.
Well, the president is expected to sign it. And does this mean that the biggest problem is over? Is the economy fixed now?
Definitely not. I think that's a safe bet. This eliminates the crisis of the month, the crisis of the last few weeks that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, these massive institutions that undergird much of the U.S. economy, will not go under. But, you know, a few months ago, we had no thought that they would go under. So we're really back to where we were, you know, in early June or whatever it might be, meaning that there is the greatest challenge to the fundamental architecture of the global financial system that we've seen since, I don't know, the 70s, World War II, the Great Depression, no way to know for sure, but it sure seems like there's a lot more to play out, a lot more surprises, likely many more banks, hopefully smaller ones, will collapse. There's a lot more left in this crisis.
So if this is a short-term fix, what are the long-term problems?
The long-term problems are that if there isn't that talk in the morning coming, that people, investors, shareholders, investment company and mortgage company managers have been told, take big risks, you get the upside, the taxpayer will take care of the downside, and that will make our whole economy more risky, and taxpayers on the hook for that. That's the long-term risk here.
Thank you very much. NPR's Adam Davidson.